Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Friday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys today to wrap up the week. Plenty of college basketball talk. Obviously, we are working our way closer and closer to Selection Sunday in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We'll look at some conference tournament prices. We'll also look at tomorrow's loaded Saturday slate. Shane Jackson going to join us in a moment, get his thoughts on some NBA and some Major League Baseball as well. His team, the Kansas City Royals, is who we will preview on the show today as we continue looking at the AL Central, and then we will wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well, and we'll try and get to it over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you guys check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. On a Friday, we go to the Glasser guest line, check in with Shane Jackson, who joins us. Make sure you guys follow Shane on X, at by Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Shane, always great having you, sir, on a Friday. Let's start in the NBA, and let's start with the Los Angeles Lakers, because they are the talk right now of the league. Obviously, make the trade for Luka. They've been playing some really good basketball ever since then. They are now the second favorite to win the Western Conference behind OKC at 5-1. They're 10-1 to win the NBA Finals. What do you make of the Lakers at these current prices that we have?
Yeah, the Lakers are playing really well right now, and they're doing it in an unexpected way. Since January 15th, they've been number one in defensive rating. They've been second in three-point shooting allowed. So you do expect some shooting regression in that regard. But I could flip that on its head as well. I mean, like, since the Luka trade, the Lakers have been 13th in offensive rating and 21st in three-point shooting. So when this trade went down, you and I discussed this, and everyone discussed it the same way, that we thought this was going to be an elite offense with a terrible defense. The offense has not been elite, but we still think there's room for improvement there. The defense has not been terrible. In fact, it's been elite. So I do think the question is, can they get passable defense in the postseason? And that will determine how far they can go. But the more the sample starts to add up, I think you have to accept that maybe there's a chance they could be passable defense come postseason time.
Do you see them still as the toughest matchup for OKC, Shane, or do you still put Denver in that category as the best challenger to Oklahoma City, or is it somebody else in the West?
Yeah, I probably have a problem of putting, you know, the best player in the world, giving him the benefit of the doubt every postseason. It probably led me to believing in the Bucks a little bit too much in the last handful of years. But I do think the Nuggets are still the Thunder's biggest threat, as long as Jokic is still there, because he's the toughest matchup for anyone. But the Nuggets are really concerning from an offensive standpoint, because they're last in three-point frequency this year, and they were last in three-point frequency last year. Teams are daring them to shoot three-pointers, specifically Russell Westbrook and Christian Brown. So will those shots fall in the playoffs, I think, is the question about how far the Nuggets will go. Alternatively, the Lakers have LeBron and Luka, who have been two of the hardest players to eliminate in the postseason, and now they're on the team together. So I still probably lean Denver as the biggest threat to the Thunder, but the Lakers are certainly trending in the right direction and are making that answer a lot tougher in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, those Western Conference playoffs are going to be fun watching those three battle it out. Golden State obviously playing really well as of late. Also, let's go to the New York Knicks, Shane. They lost to the Lakers last night, but maybe the bigger concern is Jalen Brunson gets injured in that game with an ankle injury. We're still waiting to hear how serious it is, how much time he's going to miss, if any. But as you watch this Knicks team, it certainly feels like Boston and Cleveland have separated themselves from the rest of the team in the Eastern Conference. Where are you on the Knicks? Like, obviously hoping that Brunson's going to be okay. He's ready to go for the postseason. Do you still think the Knicks could be like a potential team to look out for, or is it Boston and Cleveland for you?
Yeah, I've been pretty much out on the Knicks this year. I do think they're a good team, and they're a good third-place team, but I would pick, you know, Cavs or Celtics for sure. I mean, the Knicks are 0-5 against the Cavaliers and Celtics in the five meetings this year, and then they're also 0-4 against the Lakers and the Thunder. So that's the top two seeds in both conferences. They're 0-9 in nine meetings. Not only that, New York is 17th in defensive rating, and offensively, I think teams are solved a little bit of what they do late in games. They'll put two wings on Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns, and they'll switch that. Last night, the Lakers played a lot of drop coverage because they couldn't play the switch coverage because they didn't have their small ball lineups. But I think when it comes to crunch time, the teams will play more wings on wings and switch those screens. And that's just a team I'm trying to avoid altogether in the playoffs with that type of formula, where the offense is kind of solved, the defense can't get stops, and they struggle against the best teams. So I think the Knicks are going to be good. They're probably going to get to the second round, but I pretty much out on them. It's Cavs or Celtics for me.
Any futures in any of the player award markets that you're looking at, Shane, where maybe you still see some value?
Yeah, speaking of Jalen Brunson, I'm very interested in the Clutch Player of the Year market when it opens back up. Jalen Brunson kind of vaulted up to the favorite status after some recent clutch moments. He was minus 400 before last night's game, and the market has since been pulled. But he's only now tied with Trae Young for most points scored in the clutch with 145. This award is only 2 years old, but it has gone to the player who's led the league in clutch points the last 2 years. So I'll be interested in Trae Young, who was plus 750 before last night's game, if Jalen Brunson is out for an extended period of time. But that's only a matter of time before we know that information, and as well as the market.
What about tonight's slate? Shane, anything that you like in the NBA for us tonight? Any bets that you got?
Yeah, we talked about them earlier, but I like Jokic under 1.5 three-pointers. Basically, since that Lakers game, teams are guarding Denver differently. They're basically forcing everyone else to beat them but Jokic. Obviously, you're not going to slow Jokic completely down, but it has limited his three-point shot attempts over the last few games. He's attempted 12 triples over the last six games, and he's only made three of them. So I like a plus money price on Jokic under 1.5 threes against the Suns tonight.
All right, very good. Talking with Shane Jackson. Make sure you guys are following him on X at By Shane Jackson, web content writer for us here at BetMGM. Shane, I also want to talk some baseball with you because we're previewing your Kansas City Royals on the show today, so I'd love to get your thoughts on your team. Obviously, had a great year last year. The emergence of Bobby Witt is one of the best players in all of baseball. Cole Reagan's looking like he's going to be a Cy Young candidate for the next five-plus years. They made the playoffs last year. They beat the Orioles in the wild card round before losing to the Yankees in the division series. Do you see Kansas City getting back to the playoffs this season?
If your question is, will they get back, I would lean no. I'd probably give them about a 40% chance. But if your question is, could they, then certainly yes. But I think a lot has to go right again for the Royals to make the playoffs. And a lot went right last year. This team just doesn't have the depth to overcome many injuries. And their pitching rotation was unreasonably healthy last year. From a lineup standpoint, they really needed all the 9.4 WAR Bobby Witt Jr. provided because they didn't have much depth behind him. So I probably would have felt a lot better about the Royals' chances if they had added one more bat. But the same could be said about the rest of the division as well. This division has only sent multiple teams to the playoffs twice since 2017. If we assume the White Sox won't be the worst team in modern history again, I have to assume that only one team is making the playoffs, and that path is through the division title. So I would probably say no on the Royals making the playoffs. But there's certainly a chance if things break their way.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the divisional odds right now, Minnesota, Tigers, Royals, Guardians. I mean, it's right there for the taking. I do want to get your thoughts on who you think is going to win the AL Central. But first, Shane, would you rather take Bobby Witt to win AL MVP this season at plus 325, or would you rather take Cole Reagans 10-1 to win American League Cy Young?
Yeah, give me Cole Reagans 10-1 American League Cy Young. Not only is it the better price, but it's, again, difficult to bank on Bobby Witt Jr. having that incredible season for the second year in a row. Reagans, meanwhile, ranked second in the American League in strikeout rate. His FIP was under 3, which also ranked second. So I do like, I would prefer Cole Reagans at 10-1, and I think maybe Bobby MVP prices could be better down the road.
Makes sense. All right, who do you think wins the division this year in the AL Central? It was Cleveland last year. We had three teams make the postseason. Minnesota's favored to win it this year. Who do you think wins the AL Central?
Yeah, my pick would be the team that didn't make the playoffs last year. That's the Minnesota Twins. They had a 92% chance of making the playoffs when September started last year, and then everything went wrong for them. I don't see that happening again this year. But the difference is the price. Last year, Minnesota was a minus odds favorite to win the division, and now they're a much better price because the injury risk is being priced in. I don't mind the Tigers at their value either. I think, you know, they were one of the best teams in baseball the second half of the season. So if, you know, Twins or Tigers would probably be my pick in a very competitive race. I'm pretty much out on the Guardians, and I think the Royals would need a lot to go right the right way. But yeah, you could convince me anyone could win the division. Anyone other than the White Sox, that is.
I was going to say, White Sox, do you think they got a chance maybe to win? We'll see. We'll see if they can hit. We'll see if they can hit their win total of 53.5 games. He's Shane Jackson joining us here every Friday on Send It In. Make sure you guys follow him on X at By Shane Jackson, web content writer for BetMGM. Make sure you check out his great work. Shane, have a great weekend, man. Always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, guys, let's get in to tomorrow's college basketball slate as we get closer and closer to March Madness. Final day of the regular season for a lot of these teams tomorrow. We only got a couple lines out right now. We're going to get a lot of them as the day continues to move forward, but I got a bunch of games that I have my eye on for tomorrow. We'll start with a game in the Big East. That's going to be number 6 St. John's at number 20 Marquette. Now, I've been talking about this a lot on the show, but St. John's is a team that I love betting on this season, especially when they're on the road. They get off to great starts in the first half, and a ranked matchup like this against Marquette, final game of the regular season, going to have their full attention. Patino's going to have them ready to go. So St. John's first half, it's probably going to be about a pick 'em or close to it. I think the Johnnies will be leading at halftime, so I would look at that. I would also expect the game to be close to a pick 'em tomorrow as well. Maybe Marquette's a slight favorite. I would expect a lot of the public money to be on St. John's, but you know what? Sometimes the public does cash, and I think they're going to cash tomorrow. I just think St. John's is the way better team. I am not high on this Marquette team at all. I'll be looking to fade them in not only the Big East tournament, but also the first round of the NCAA tournament, probably going to be like a 5 or a 6 seed type team. Shaka Smart's team just have not done anything in March Madness here the last couple years, and this team is like the worst version of the teams that he's had the last couple years. So I don't like them tomorrow. I don't like them moving forward. I think the Johnnies take care of business. I'd keep an eye out for them in the first half and full game tomorrow. Then we got a good game in the SEC, number 19 Kentucky taking on number 15 Missouri. What's crazy about this game, both teams have the exact same rating on KenPom, the exact same. Identical teams, great offensive teams, top 10 in offense, and about 60th in defense. Missouri's really been struggling on that end of the floor lately. I would expect Missouri to be about a 5.5-point favorite tomorrow. Their building should be sold out. It should be rocking and ready to go. And Kentucky is without their point guard, Jackson Robinson, who they announced about a week ago is going to be out for the year. Missouri's been such a wagon, though, at home. They're one of these teams as of late that's been unbeatable at home, and they've really struggled on the road. So the fact that we're getting Missouri at home tomorrow, they're going up against a team in Kentucky that's not a great defense. It's probably going to be a race to 100. I'm excited to see what that total opens up at tomorrow. It probably could be in the 180 range, and I certainly wouldn't go under, but I would look at laying it with Missouri tomorrow. I think they're a good money line parlay piece as well if you want to go that route. They've just been so good at home, and I think they take care of business tomorrow against Kentucky. Another interesting game in the SEC. Number 25, Mississippi State at Arkansas tomorrow. I would expect this to be one of those games where the unranked team in Arkansas is going to be favored over the ranked team in Mississippi State. If you guys have been watching this show, though, you know I love betting on Mississippi State because they are a matchup-oriented team. When Mississippi State goes up against one of the top teams in the SEC with the great offense, when they go up against the Auburns, the Bamas, the Kentuckys, the Missouris, the Floridas, when they play against those teams, they can't beat them. But when they go up against the other teams in the SEC, kind of the defensive-minded teams, the teams that want to play games in the 70s, that want to be physical, that want to grind you out, that's the kind of game Mississippi State wants to play. So if we get a 3.5 with Mississippi State tomorrow, which I think we could, anything over 3, I like Mississippi State. I would look at some money line as well. Arkansas is playing really good basketball. There's no doubt about it. If you want to wait and see the injury report of Adu Thierro, I think that's totally fine too. But I think Arkansas is going to be a little bit overpriced because of how they looked against Vanderbilt this past week. But we talked about that game earlier this week. We were all on Arkansas, plus the 7.5 and on the money line. It was a desperate spot for Arkansas, needed that big win, and it was a great letdown spot for Vandy, who knew that they had clinched their spot in the NCAA tournament. So Mississippi State coming off a tough home loss to Texas. They're going to be a focus group going on the road tomorrow. All the pressure is on Arkansas. They're favored. They're at home. They're playing a ranked team. This is another great opportunity for them. They're squarely on the bubble. I would look at Mississippi State tomorrow, plus the points. Then we got a good game in the Big 12. Number 10, Iowa State on the road, taking on Kansas State. The Wildcats defeated Iowa State earlier this season in Ames, which is a very difficult place to win. I expect Iowa State to be about a 4.5-point favorite tomorrow. Since Jerome Tang has been the head coach at Kansas State, he is terrific against the spread and also straight up as a home underdog in Manhattan. So I'd look at Kansas State tomorrow plus the points. I'd look at them on the money line as well. Iowa State is finally back to full strength. They're healthy. They got their starting five back. But you could see it in that BYU game. They're still trying to work out the kinks. And if they have an off shooting night, which they certainly could against Kansas State again, I think the Wildcats are alive in that game. I'm hoping we get a 5.5, but I'm thinking probably going to be closer to about 4.5, somewhere in that range, but I like Kansas State tomorrow in the game. Then we got IBOB tomorrow in Auburn, the Iron Bowl of basketball. Number 7, Alabama taking on number 1, Auburn. I like Bama tomorrow, you guys. I like them plus 8.5. I don't think they're going to win the game. I don't know if I take money line, but I do like them plus the points. And the total at 178.5, I would go over as well. Bama's been such a good over team this season in general, but especially on the road. Go look at some of these scores of some of these games that they've played on the road. Virtually one team is always scoring 100 points. And usually when these two teams have gotten together in the Bruce Pearl, Nate Oates era, they're always high scoring. Bama's coming off 2 straight losses to Tennessee and Florida. Under Nate Oates, they've usually been really good off of one loss, let alone 2 losses, and they got it's a revenge game, right? Auburn won on their home floor. Now they have a chance to return the favor and win at Auburn. And Denver Jones, we'll see what his status is. He got hurt against Kentucky. He didn't play against Texas A&M. I think Auburn's probably going to be smart and rest him again tomorrow. If Denver Jones is not out there for Auburn, that's a big deal. He was huge in that first meeting against Alabama. Did a great job guarding Sears and Holloway and Filon and all these guards for the Tide. So like Bama tomorrow plus the points, I'd look at the over in that game as well. Then we have number 24, Arizona taking on Kansas tomorrow. Kansas probably going to be about a 3.5-point favorite at home, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be on Arizona because they've gotten burned by Kansas a ton this season, but they also got burned by them last Saturday against Texas Tech in essentially the same spot. They were an unranked team, favored at home against a ranked team. They lose outright to the Red Raiders. I think a lot of people are sick of Kansas. They're done. This is the worst Bill Self team in 25 years. So they're going to be on Arizona, but I like Kansas tomorrow. I'm thinking the spread's going to be about 3.5. I'd lay it with the Jayhawks. But again, like Missouri, Kansas, really good money line parlay pieces tomorrow. And then Ole Miss and Florida. It's going to be a good game. Gators, I would expect to be about a 10.5-point favorite tomorrow. Both coming off really big wins. Florida at Bama. Ole Miss at home against Tennessee. I'm telling you guys, the team to keep an eye out for in the tournament in the SEC is going to be Ole Miss, not only in the SEC tournament, but also in the NCAA tournament. Anything double digits tomorrow, I think Ole Miss is a good bet. So if we get a 10, 10 and a half, 11, I think Ole Miss plus the points, that's a good bet tomorrow against Florida. Then we have number two Duke on the road taking on UNC. Right now I'm seeing Duke is about a 10 and a half point favorite. When's the last time you have seen Duke as a 10.5 point favorite on the road in Chapel Hill? Kind of just speaks to how good Duke has been this season. And North Carolina is playing really good. They've won six games in a row. Their offense is firing on all cylinders. It's a tricky game because everybody knows North Carolina needs this game. They're on the bubble. This game would be massive for them. It probably would put them in the tournament. They're obviously going up against Duke. It's senior night. 10.5 is a lot of points. I'm probably going to stay away. If I wanted to bet Carolina, would probably look to getting involved in the first half, but full game would scare me. But what I've been saying about Duke, if there is a team that can force Duke into a 38, 39-minute game and can take them down to the wire, I think you got to bet North Carolina live on the money line, because the longer these teams hang around against Duke, Duke has shown us 1-3 this season in games decided by 6 or less points. Number 3, Houston taking on Baylor tomorrow. I like Houston. I expect them to be 6.5, 7-point favorites. I don't think Baylor is any good. If they end up making the NCAA tournament, I look forward to fading them. I think Houston takes care of business, though. I lay the points with them. And then on Sunday, we have number 17 Michigan taking on number 8 Michigan State. Spartans continue to roll, man. They've won 6 straight games. They come back from 14 down yesterday against Iowa to win that game by 7 points. I just think this is a bad matchup for Michigan. Their guards going up against Michigan State's guards and how good they are defensively. I would look at Michigan State. I'd also look at Michigan State second half under, and I'd look at to bet them live. Go look at what Michigan State does to these teams in the final 5 minutes of the game. It's unbelievable how their defense just ratchets up. So if Michigan State's up by like 2 or 3 points with 5 minutes to go and they're like 3.5 on the live line, another good opportunity to bet Michigan State in the game. All right, let's talk some conference tournaments, folks. We got so much going on right now. Watching the Big South quarterfinals between High Point and Gardner-Webb. We got Drake playing right now in the Missouri Valley. We'll start there because I do like Bradley to win the Missouri Valley at plus 325. They got a tricky game today against the Fighting John Morants in Murray State, but I like Bradley plus 325. I think the value's really good. They played Drake tough earlier in the regular season. And even though Drake has been the best team in the Missouri Valley, they're one of the better defensive mid-major teams. They play at one of the slower paces in college basketball. And when you're in this one-and-done type setting and you play at a slow pace, you don't give yourself a lot of opportunities to make mistakes. You better make sure your offense is executing. So I'll take Bradley at the plus 325. In the Horizon League, Youngstown State, love my Penguins at plus 450. They survived Purdue Fort Wayne last night. That game was on campus. Now that they've reached the semifinals, they're going to play at a neutral site. They're going to get Cleveland State in the semis, probably going to be about a 2.5, 3-point underdog in that game. I like Youngstown State to win it, and I think there's still good value on them to win the Horizon League. This was the best team on the road in the Horizon League this season. So I like the fact that they can win away from home. Give me Youngstown State plus 450. In the Patriot League, this one's interesting. Bucknell's going to be your favorite at minus 115. We're also in the semifinal round of the Patriot League, and they're going to take on Navy. And I think Navy potentially could be an upset pick on Sunday. Navy played great last night against Boston, while Bucknell had to go to overtime with the 8-seed Loyola Maryland. You also had the 2-seed in the Patriot League, American. They were down double digits at one point in the first half to Lafayette. So these top seeds in the Patriot League are definitely feeling the pressure of March, and they're feeling the pressure of their conference tournaments. I think the value on Navy plus 900 could be a good look if you want a long shot in that league. In the Southern Conference, in Buckyball, we trust. Bucky McMillan, give me Samford plus 400. Chattanooga's the favorite. UNC Greensboro behind them, both two really good teams. Samford made the tournament last year. They were the number one seed heading in to the Southern Conference, and they took care of business. but all the pressure is off them now. Nobody's expecting them to get back to the big dance. It's on Chattanooga and UNC Greensboro. All this team does is press for 40 minutes, run up and down the floor, and jack threes. And I like when we're in a survive and advance type setting in March, and I get teams like that that aren't going to be thinking too much. They're just going to be running around and trying to create havoc. We'll take Samford at plus 400. Give me Arkansas State at plus 210 in the Sun Belt. Again, if you haven't looked at the Sun Belt Conference Tournament bracket, I would highly recommend it. It is quite fascinating. Basically, the 11 and the 14 seed and the 12 and 13 seed start out by playing one another, and then whoever wins that game, you just advance against the higher seed, and then the 10 seed gets the winner, the 9 seed gets the winner, and so on. Arkansas State is the 4 seed, and I think they're the best team in that league. That's why they're the favorite. I love their coach, Brian Hodgson. Keep in mind, they beat Memphis in the non-conference earlier this year, and they played Alabama really tough. If Arkansas State wins the league, they could be a team to watch out for in March Madness. And then finally in the WCC, Gonzaga's the heavy favorite. Probably going to be tough for St. Mary's to beat the Zags three times, which is why Gonzaga is minus 155. If you want a long shot, though, look at the Beavers of Oregon State at 60-1. They're going to have to likely beat St. Mary's if they want to get through to the championship. Well, they're going to have to beat St. Mary's because they play in the semifinals, and they played them tough about a week ago in Mar-a-Lago. So I like Oregon State at the price, 60-1. You want a little bit of a long shot. Gonzaga probably does end up winning the WCC, though. All right, let's go to Glass Ball, talk a little bit Major League Baseball, previewing the Kansas City Royals here on Send It In. You heard Shane's thoughts on the Royals, and I agree with a lot of what he said. It was just one of those years last year for Kansas City where everything went right for him. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. emerged. His WAR was over 9. He was an unbelievable player. Cole Reagans was great, but Seth Lugo pitched terrific for Kansas City last year. Like, they're going to need another good year out of Lugo. Michael Wacha's going to need to be good. Their pitching was just awesome, and I don't know if those guys are going to repeat their performances. Bobby Witt's a hell of a player. There's a reason he's the second guy to win MVP behind Aaron Judge, but I agree. If I had to choose between Reagans or Bobby Witt and which guy to pick, either Reagans for Cy Young or Bobby Witt for MVP, I'd lean towards Cole Reagans at 10-1. He racks up a ton of strikeouts, racks up a ton of innings, and he is the guy for Kansas City. And especially if Lugo and Wacha start to falter a little bit this season, it'll put more pressure on Reagans to dominate when he goes out there every fifth day and makes his start. Royals win total is at 82.5. I kind of like the under on that. Again, just everything went right for Kansas City. I think it's more likely they win about 78, 79 games this season. Outside of Bobby Witt Jr., there's just not a consistent guy in that lineup who's certainly in their prime that you trust. Salvi's a Hall of Famer. Salvador Perez has been doing it a long time. But I just outside of Bobby Witt, you know, they're going to need a big year out of Vinny Pascantino. They picked up Jonathan India from the Cincinnati Reds as well. I would have liked to see Kansas City be a little bit more aggressive, trying to get some other hitters to go around Bobby Witt Jr. because they signed him to that long-term deal. So they know he's going to be there for a while. Now's the time to go all in, try and build around him now that you know you have a franchise cornerstone piece. Just don't think they made enough big additions in the lineup. So I'll go under on the Royals win total at 82.5. I like them to miss the playoffs as well for the upcoming season, and I would not bet them to win the AL Central at 3-1. Of all those teams in like the 2-1 range, 3-1 range with the Guardians, the Tigers, the Twins, the Royals, I would stay away from the Royals. I like the Twins to bounce back this year. I think the Tigers could be pretty decent as well. The Guardians we talked about earlier this week. I like the fact the Guardians are flying under the radar. So not really big on Kansas City this season. If I had to bet anything, it would probably be Cole Reagans 10-1 to win AL Cy Young. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Let me know if you have any questions, any bets in college basketball today, tomorrow. Maybe you got a bet in the NBA, NHL, whatever you want to give out. Make sure you hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can send it to us on Twitch, on YouTube, and we will try and get to it here over the next couple minutes. My prop lock of the day today, we're going to the Purdue-Illinois game. I'm taking Miles Colvin under 5.5 points at minus 120. So get this, Purdue's guard Miles Colvin in his last 5 road games, he has been scoreless in 3 of them, and he scored 1 point in another one of them. So he scored 1 point or fewer in four of his last five road games. Just one of those guys that when he's playing at home at Mackey Arena, plays a lot better than when he's on the road and he's in a hostile environment. And when you play on Purdue, when you go on the road, you're getting everybody's best shot. And on the road tonight in Illinois, it's going to be a raucous crowd, a great environment. I expect Colvin to struggle again, so I like under 5.5 points tonight for Miles Colvin. Dog of the day is going to be Alabama plus 8.5 against Auburn. I talked about that one when we were previewing the Saturday games. I like Bama tomorrow. I know a lot of people are expecting Auburn to bounce back after losing to Texas A&M. I would not expect Denver Jones to play tomorrow for Auburn, and I think that's a big deal. Bama, meanwhile, has lost two straight games, and I expect them, after Auburn beat them in their house, to respond in a big way tomorrow. I also like the over in that game, 178.5. That the possessions and the flow of that game and the pace that we're going to see is going to be awesome. So Bama has not beaten Auburn. They haven't beaten Florida. They can't beat those top teams in the SEC. I don't think they win tomorrow, but I think 8.5 is too much. I like the Tide to keep it close. And then finally, my best bet of the day, we're going to take Purdue plus 4.5 against Illinois. Now, this is one of those unranked home favorites in Illinois, laying a big number against a ranked team in Purdue. So normally I'd be on the side of Illinois, but not tonight. I like Purdue. And the reason being, I just think Illinois is getting way too overvalued after that win against Michigan. When we watch Illinois play, everybody agrees they have a really high ceiling and there's a ton of talent on that team. And we've been waiting for a performance like we saw against Michigan. I think that performance, though, was more about Michigan than it was about Illinois. Illinois shot the ball really well, but they've been like a 30% three-point shooting team all season. That's not who they are. I expect them to struggle tonight. I think they're a little overrated. We'll take Purdue plus the points against Illinois. Thanks again to Shane Jackson for joining us today on the show. I'm going to be on You Better, You Bet with Jared Smith coming up 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Hope you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.